Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. There was a new face sitting at the table during this month's Elkton Village Council meeting. The village received an application from Robert Prill and from Nick Johnson. The council asked each of the two candidates why they wanted to be on the council, as well as their reasons for applying for the vacant trustee seat, which will expire in November of 2026. Following the interviews, the council decided to appoint Bob Prill. Clerk Treasurer Phyllis Baranski administered the oath of office to the new council member, and he took his seat. Once that was done, the council filled two other positions, appointing Gail Schemmer and Emma Heck to the Downtown Development Authority for three-year terms for the two of them. Also, Kevin McKenzie was appointed to a three-year term on the Planning Commission, and Bridget Duffy was reappointed to a three-year term on the Planning Commission as well. And in other local and regional news, a Bay City mother accused of starving her four-year-old son now faces an upgraded charge of felony murder in addition to first-degree child abuse. The case centers on allegations that the boy, who weighed just 10 pounds at the time of his death in 2024 and had a history of feeding difficulties and a feeding tube, was not given adequate care. Jessica Burke of Bay City is now charged with felony murder along with first-degree child abuse in the death of her four-year-old son, Noah. Prosecutors allege that Burke's actions led to her son starving to death, while her supporters say that his severe medical issues limited his ability to swallow and required tube feeding. A preliminary hearing set for Wednesday in Bay County District Court was postponed after the new murder charge was filed, and a new hearing is scheduled for February. Burke remains held in the Bay County Jail on a $250,000 bond and faces a potential life sentence if convicted on either charge. Investigators say Noah died in October of 2024 after Burke reported he was not breathing. And medical records dating back to 2020 reportedly warn that decisions about his care could lead to malnourishment without any further intervention. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
We are mercy on a mission. Together we bring hope and healing.
Millions live with treatable conditions, but no access to surgery. Mercy Ships changes that. For 50 years, our hospital ships have brought free, life-changing surgeries, restoring health, dignity, and hope. Learn more at mercyships.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. A grand jury has declined for a second time in a week to reindict New York Attorney General Letitia James. A grand jury rejection is an unusual circumstance in any case, and the repeated failures amount to a stunning rebuke of prosecutors' bid to resurrect a criminal case that President Donald Trump pressured them to bring to court. The failure to secure an indictment was confirmed by two people familiar with the matter who were not authorized to publicly discuss the case and spoke on condition of anonymity. James was initially charged with bank fraud and making false statements to a financial institution in connection with a home purchase in 2020. And in other national and international news, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says negotiators are tackling territorial issues in U.S.-led peace talks with Russia. Discussions include the possession of Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region and the Russian-occupied nuclear plant. Ukraine has submitted a 20-point plan to the United States, but Zelensky noted uncertainties about the final documents. American negotiators suggested a, quote, free economic zone, while Russia proposed a demilitarized zone. Zelensky held talks Thursday with leaders from 30 allied countries. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said that the U.S. could send a representative to the talks this weekend, but only if there's a chance of signing a peace agreement. She expressed frustration at a lack of progress so far. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Thursday, December the 11th of 2025. David R. Winston, age 96, of Bad Axe, passed away on December the 9th of 2025. Per the wishes of David R. Winston, cremation is taking place and no services will be held. Arrangements are being handled by the Knobloch Funeral Home of Kindy. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.